Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Sales Accelerator podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and today's episode is not just another step in our journey, it's a leap towards the next massive wave reshaping how we sell, connect, and grow. This week marks a pivotal moment in enterprise AI adoption. With AI agents moving from pilot to production, we're witnessing an era where AI isn't just an experiment, it's an operational necessity. The big reveal? AI agents are reshaping entire customer journeys autonomously. From discovery all the way to post-purchase engagement, they're managing it all. What's fascinating is the conversion rate of prospects through AI assistance, which is 3 times higher than traditional search channels. This is not theoretical anymore. It's a measurable business impact. For sales teams, the message is clear. Integrating AI into go-to-market strategies is leading to significant advancements in forecast accuracy, faster deal cycles, and reduced administrative tasks. Those lagging behind might find themselves wrestling with inefficiencies and higher customer acquisition costs. The real competitive edge is now defined by the orchestration of human expertise and agentic intelligence. Let's pivot to the latest AI developments of the week. Major tech platforms like Google and Amazon have unveiled consumer-grade AI advisors for marketing and advertising. These advisors are democratizing data analysis, letting smaller teams work with enterprise-level sophistication. Meanwhile, sales enablement platforms have shifted their focus to real-time guidance and agentic coaching, embedding best practices directly into sales workflows. The gap between top and bottom performers is shrinking with these innovations. Enterprise sales teams are reporting significant improvements in forecasting accuracy and pipeline visibility thanks to predictive AI models. This enhancement in forecasting accuracy is not just a matter of pride. It significantly impacts cash flow planning and strategic decision making. Yet there's an interesting challenge. Nearly 70% of marketing leaders feel optimistic about agentic AI, but struggle with effective implementation. We're right at the tipping point between hype and execution, and those who excel at disciplined, production-grade deployments will stand out. The world of sales is indeed complex, but it's a frontier offering immense ROI potential. Bain's research emphasizes that standardizing data and securing buy-in from frontline employees will unlock disproportionate returns. We're also seeing retailers pivot towards conversational commerce with AI shopping assistants, reporting a 4-fold improvement in conversion rates through conversational search versus traditional browsing. Interestingly, the introduction of autonomous purchase execution by AI raises important questions about customer experience and trust. Sales teams will have to pivot strategies to build trust within conversational channels rather than simply driving site traffic. On top of that, governance and observability platforms are being introduced to tackle the agent sprawl challenge, ensuring safe, large-scale deployments of AI agents. The numbers are telling. According to the latest reports, enterprise Gen AI adoption is now at 82% weekly usage among knowledge workers, and a solid 72% of organizations are formally measuring ROI. AI is shifting from optional to expected, and failing to demonstrate clear ROI is now a sign of competitive weakness. By 2028, IDC predicts there will be 1.3 billion AI agents, underscoring the need for new skills in agent orchestration and governance. As we wrap up this week's episode, remember this: AI agents have moved from emerging technology to operational keystone. The pressing question is no longer if you should implement, it's how to do it responsibly, with measurable ROI, while maintaining customer trust. So here's a call to action for all of you out there. Audit your data quality, map your workflows, and move those pilots to production. The window for grabbing that first mover advantage is open, but it won't stay open for long. Thanks for tuning in to the Sales Accelerator. If you found value in today's episode, share it, subscribe, and remember, keep innovating, keep disrupting, and keep accelerating. Until next time, this is Tim Kortinovis, signing off.